When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
1 minute after 5 p.m. Shidano and Cap, your afternoon drive, a live imaging Tuesday. It is time for What You Need to Know.
Brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Thanks to Ariel Helwani for joining us there to talk MMA. And Slee was coming up in a second. But first, Linz, what do you got?
Take it away, producer Lindsay.
Thanks, Christopher. Well, since I only have like a minute here before we get to Slee, I'll just say that what you need to know is that they are retiring Pau Gasol's jersey tonight at halftime at the Lakers game. So that's what you need to know.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I don't think any of us knew today.
Right. We should run promos on that.
Now you do, Cappy.
Yeah. We should run promos on that. Alan Sliwa is here. He is the host of the pregame, the halftime, the postgame. He is the one half of the host of Travis and Slee. Slee, Pau Gasol retirement, big spot for you. Slee on the spot, big spot for Slee today.
Actually, your boy there, Morales, is hyping it up. Basically, what Morales told me is that my timing was going to be off without even knowing whether my timing was going
to
be off.
No, I never said that. I just wanted to make sure we were going to get the greatness of Slee tonight. It's your first time doing this. I think you're going to be like my boy Costas. Perfect throw, well, right on point.
I'll do this. Because,
and I also needed a bit to fill out the day, so that was a good bit.
You ended up being the bit.
This was good advice from Chris. Chris said, hey, when you go on with Sedano and Cap, ask Sedano when he's thrown to one of these if he has any advice. So I'll throw it to you. Any advice here, Sedano?
Just tell Chris to go to hell.
I mean, that has worked for Sedano over the years. I'm not going to lie.
Chris,
go to hell.
There you go! Sliwa, damn it. I stepped on it a little.
I think you did. Should we give it one more time to get it clean?
Sliwa, give it to him. Let's give it to us clean. Go.
Yeah, Chris, go to hell.
Yeah! That's good for a promo, too.
Well, yeah, it is very good.
I mean, but Slee, let me ask you something. Have you thought about this broadcast tonight differently than other regular season games where, like, you realize, oh, my God, this is a big one. You know, this is one that's going to live forever. Had you thought about that prior to Chris telling you that you're going to fail miserably?
I never said he's going to fail.
It'll live in the annals.
I just asked him if he was ready and what is he thinking for the throw. That's all.
I mean, it's kind of like, you know, when you're about to hear a record-breaking call, you have a call written down, you know what you want to say, you got something already prepared.
Are you gonna do Prince too?
I will not do Prince. Cap, so to answer your question, the only big difference is just the as far as like a rundown goes for halftime, I basically talk for a minute rather than talking to 4 minutes. I throw it to Lawrence Tanter, and then I kind of get the hell out of the way. I got a little bit something, just kind of some background, the history of Pau, everything that he's accomplished, 13 jerseys now going up in the rafters, and then I get the hell out of the way. And then I actually do, I think, the minimal lifting here, and then I get the hell out of the way.
I say this. Here, you want to stand out in your throw to Pau when you do the background and all that stuff before you get to Lawrence Tanter? A haiku for Pau.
Oh, yeah, you got to go Vic the Brick haiku.
Yeah, go haiku.
And if you can't write one, just use that ChatGPT. It'll write it for you.
ChatGPT. Yeah. That's it. Just give me the proper speech for Pau. We'll probably, and I'll tell it, give it to me in 30 seconds, and it'll give it to me in 30 seconds.
Yeah. All right. Well, I mean, listen, this does seem, as Chris has pointed out, this does seem like a pressure-packed moment.
Slee, I feel like you and I are really good, and now I feel like we're less good. Are we still good?
Why is that?
Well, you were a little harsh to hell, apparently.
Still go to hell, but we're good. We're definitely good.
it came from the gizzards. You know what I mean? I like that. I like that, Slee. Slee, I'm gonna mold you in a way where you're just gonna you're not even gonna have to tell Chris to go to hell. You just give him the look, and then he's gonna know he needs to go to hell.
I mean, in all fairness, I did do 5 minutes earlier on Travis saying he looks like Matt Burke. So it's, you know, again, I spread around the
Travis said he looked like Matt Burke. Now people don't know who Matt Burke is.
But you can see it at ESPN Los Angeles on Twitter and Instagram.
If you go the you go there, you can see him. Now, Matt Burke is a former college tight end.
Played at the Purdue. Yep.
Purdue and San Diego.
And he went to University of San Diego.
USD, right.
USD, yep.
Now, I said Travis 15 years ago probably looked like Matt Burke. Is that a fair assessment, Slee, of your partner?
Well, it was really weird because Trav kept saying, Trav wanted me to call him fat. I told him I'm not going to call you fat.
He
literally said, call me fat. That wasn't going to happen.
Yeah.
You got me there?
Yeah.
Because if you recall, Travis was saying to you, Slee, he was saying, if you love somebody, you beat up on them. If you don't beat up on them, then you don't actually love them. And you, of course.
Right. You kid because you care.
Yeah. Well, Slee doesn't subscribe to that theory, George.
Well, no, I think it's styles make fights. I don't think everything is – I don't think that's kind of like the same for everybody, right? So I think my personality, probably not going to tell Trav, hey, you look fat. Now, I will find other ways to screw around with Trav, but it's not going to be that. And then when he's asking me to directly say it, then I can't directly say it, so I didn't say it. Now, him trying to compare himself to a 27-year-old Matt Burke – yeah, that was a little interesting. I don't know if that's the proper comp.
All right, so tonight the Lakers basically are, you know, I heard you and Travis talking about this. I want to say yesterday, where look, they're fortunate because of the situation that Memphis is dealing with Ja Morant, that he is not available for this game. This is a game. They certainly played an excellent game against the Clippers and almost pulled that thing off. So they're still a team to be reckoned with, even without Ja. They won an insane amount of games without him last season when he was hurt. So you can't take them lightly. But this is kind of one of those games that you're at home. There's the emotion of the Powell thing. You got to win this game, man.
I think if Ja was there, if they were completely healthy, if Steven Adams was there, and you lost to the Memphis Grizzlies without, we're not sure still, you know, obviously on the D'Angelo front, he's questionable. But if you lost this game and everyone was there for Memphis, you're like, okay, it makes sense. But it's not the scenario. And I think that when you only have 17 left, they got Toronto coming up on Friday. The Knicks, I heard you guys talking with Ariel about it. That's another tough game. If you can get two of three of these games at home, you're in great shape. The problem is if you lose today or you lose tonight and then you still have a Toronto and a New York Knicks coming up, that's a tough putt. You got to take advantage of a game that kind of, I don't want to say it's teed up for you because you're right. Memphis actually played pretty good without Ja Morant. But these are the type of games that when you get one, you got to get one because you're not going to have too many where they look like this.
No, and the game that they dropped, which was last Friday night against Minnesota, that's the one where you go, okay, look, they dropped one. And I think a lot of people after that game were like, see, they're done. They're toast. But then when you come back on Sunday and Golden State comes in at, you know, practically full strength, meaning they've got all their guys back, and you win that game and AD has the monster game that he had, a night like tonight, even if they had their full complement, you still have to win these home games. So tonight, like every other game that we're going to talk about between now and the end of the regular season, Slee, it's a must-win game yet again tonight.
Well, Cap, I'll tell you, I don't think anybody from the 9 to the 13, which there's a half game separating all of them, four of those teams are 31 and 34, I don't think anybody's going to run away with anything. So you got to take advantage of the games that, you know, obviously are in front of you. But let's just say hypothetically, and I'm not throwing this at, it's the last thing I want. If they lost tonight, you guys think Utah's going to run away with anything or OKC or Portland or one of those teams? I don't think that's going to happen. Maybe the Pelicans if Zion comes back, but you got to take advantage of this one and they'll be digging themselves a hole if they don't.
I just want to see them above that line. That says 10.
Yeah,
just
right.
For just once. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, just can I get it once?
Yeah, it'd be nice to also see them above 500.
Well, I mean, first thing, just get above the line.
Yeah.
Right? The line that demarks 10, which is the play-in area. Get above that, then we'll figure out 500 later. You know what I mean, Slee?
Well, we're close to both.
And Cap, if they got to 500, if the season ended and they were at 500, I think they're definitely in one of those 9 or 10 spots.
Yeah.
But George, what you just said, I don't remember. I genuinely do not remember a time where it said 10 and it said Los Angeles Lakers. Even when they were tied for 10, they didn't have the tiebreaker, so they were still sitting at 11.
Yeah.
So I'm with you. And well, I think if they win tonight, that gets them at 10.
I'm trying to think, like, in the beginning of the season, like, I'm trying to think in their schedule. No, they lost their first five games.
Dude, they were 2-10.
Yeah, so they have never been above that line.
Right.
Yes.
That's
you're
crazy.
100% right. They never have.
That's crazy.
Yeah. All right, listen, Slee, while we have you here, Chris is in studio. You're probably watching on YouTube. He's holding on to his pickleball paddle. Chris and I are both decorated in our pickleball shirts. George refuses to put one on because he got a schmedium and it doesn't
fit him. It's way too small.
Slee helped me get it on, too. It was a little snug.
He helped you?
Yeah.
I already text Tommy. He's getting me a large.
Shouts out to you.
Slee, how much practicing have you been doing, and what do you think of your skills? Because I've heard Travis say he doesn't think very much of his own skills.
Yeah, he's his confidence level, I feel like, is deteriorating every time he plays, so I don't know if that's a good sign. So I practiced once. I got another one coming up on Thursday. Berg is trying to play sometime this weekend. I just don't know if I can. And then Travis and I are going to play next week on Monday. So I'll get three practices in total before we go. I'm kind of good with it. I like the game. I think it's, you know, I played ping pong all the time. Tennis, I played more leisurely. But it's kind of a hybrid of the two. I think Trav is, I think based on who's at the station and everybody kind of new to this, I think we'll be fine. Now, do I think we'll, you know, win four matches? Probably not, but I think we'll be fine. I think we'll hold our own.
Hmm. Well,
what the hell does that mean?
You mean him? Like holding his own? Well, I'm contemplating the ifs here, George. I'm letting it marinate a little bit. You know what I'm saying? That's what the young people say.
That's great.
It's marination.
It's great radio, though.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, I just I don't give you guys much of a shot.
Not a visual medium.
Yeah. Well, it is. We're on YouTube.
I mean, not really.
What do you mean, not really? We got 14 million people watching on YouTube right now. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's live.
Right.
You know? And a YouTube chat. me and George, though, we're feeling pretty confident. You know? I think...
have you seen Sedano's backhand, Slee?
Well, it's... How many times have you guys played together?
Once.
Okay, you guys got one in.
Yeah.
But Sedano's gone out with Clinton Yates a few times.
Yeah, and Beto.
And Beto.
And George says that Clinton's not very good. He says he's not very athletic.
No, I didn't say that.
What I said was
that Clinton's seriousness outweighs his potential athletic prowess at times.
Mm-hmm. And what do you think of Beto's game?
Okay.
Beto is not good.
Okay.
But I think Beto is also tanking.
I'm going to see Yates. Thursday, I think he's going to come. So I'll get a chance to see Yates in person, too. Now, I played with Jorge, Berg, and AK. I think we were all kind of the same. All kind of newbies trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what was sad. Quinton posted a video today on Instagram.
Yeah.
And I think it was from One More Paddle or One More Pickleball, the company that gave us our paddles.
Yeah.
And Mace just looks winded in this video.
Oh, my God. Mace is going to just, like,
fall
apart.
I felt bad.
He's going to fall apart.
He looked winded.
Oh, I got to watch
this. Me and George were pretty surprised that Beto was very winded when we went out to practice last week. Yeah. And Beto sat down, and we're like, Beto, come on, man. Get back up in here. He's like, no, man, I can't do it. And, like, when he finally got back in, he was like an old man. I know, and he's going to kill me right now in the YouTube chat, but that's what happened. It was bad.
Yeah.
It really was not good.
Did Clinton post this today?
Yeah.
Is it this one?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to watch this.
It's not the one where he's at the Capitals game and his friend gave him some
Star
Wars
thing. First of all,
Mason
looks like such a schlub out here. I mean, he's wearing...
What do you expect?
He's wearing these like...
A schlub?
Terrible sweatpants.
I mean, I just made one comment. Now you're going all in.
Yeah, you guys are going deep.
Well, I haven't even seen it yet.
Yeah, you got to watch this. His hair looks great.
Well, he's got good hair.
But the rest of it is not put together right.
Is this on Clinton Yates's...
his IG.
Because when I put in Clinton, it came up Hillary Clinton.
He
Bill
looks
Clinton.
A little puffy, though, I got to be honest.
Mace or Clinton?
Mace.
No.
Not Clinton. Clinton's in good shape. Oh. All right, Slee on the spot. You are released from duty here. Good luck tonight.
Yeah, good luck tonight, Slee.
Big spot, Slee.
Don't screw it up.
Big spot, okay?
All right, fellas. Sounds good.
See
you. Much Slee. Love. Yeah. Much love to Slee. Yeah.
That's twice in a row that we've had Slee on, and we kind of almost forgot that he was on. We just started talking.
Yeah, like we started doing our own thing, and then he's like, am I still on? Hello?
Yeah.
This thing on? This thing work?
Exactly. Radio Tinder, one last segment before we turn it over to Slee and his big spot today. Next.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple.
Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Live Imaging Tuesday on Shit Out of a Cap. Lakers coverage starts at 5:30, which means we move up Radio Tinder. We like to play a TV theme. This is the theme song from That 70s Show because
You were singing Charles in Charge during the break, though.
Well, that was my own thing.
Oh.
We were talking about that short rib ravioli. I got all excited.
Short rib ravioli at Tin Roof Bistro
TRB.
In Manhattan Beach.
It's amazing.
If you ever are at the Manhattan Village, like that mall
right
they
next
have
to
there,
the island.
It's right there. It's delicious. For all the fancy people, I haven't been, but you know, Mason loves this place. They have a boa there now.
Do they?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, Mason, you know, you're going to wait. Restaurant is boa.
Wouldn't know boa if it hit him over the head.
If a boa would have been hitting him in the head with a constrictor.
I thought you were talking about like wearing like one of those old school, Jesse the Body boas.
I like to eat with the people.
Yeah.
I don't need to go to boa.
Tin Roof Bistro is
boa's
great.
Boa's not good anyways.
It's not that great.
It's not.
Yeah, he just thinks it's amazing because it's boa.
You can't go to this Tin Roof Bistro, though, until after Lent. You can't have the pasta.
No. Well, I'm not going. I don't go to Manhattan Beach that often.
Anyway,
this is That 70s Show theme song because Laura Prepon, was that her name?
Yeah.
What's her name?
But for those that know, I went there because I went to the G League game in El Segundo, and it was an 8-minute drive. So we stopped at Tin Roof Bistro in Manhattan Beach. It was delicious.
Shout out.
Yeah.
What's her name?
Shout out to Aaron, by the way.
Donna from That 70s Show.
Yeah, but what's her, how do you
Laura
say her
Prepon.
Name? Laura Prepon. I said Prepon.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
Laura Prepon turns 43. Gosh, that makes me feel old. Isn't that show back on now? It's like That 90s Show?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, with the kids.
On what channel?
Kids or whatever.
Netflix.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Is it any good?
I don't know. I haven't watched That 70s Show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was whatever.
You can follow her at Lindsay Baseball on Twitter or Instagram. Don't forget about our sponsor, Tequila Mandala. Always swipe right on Tequila Mandala, which is served at Tin Roof Bistro. Take it away, producer Lindsay.
Thanks, Christopher. By the way, speaking of not-so-great TV shows, or at least ones that I didn't watch... Ted Lasso and fans of that show can now stay in one of the show's most beloved spots thanks to Airbnb. The travel company has revealed the opportunity to stay at the show's iconic Crown and Anchor pub known as the Prince's Head in real life this October. The establishment is located in Richmond, London, and it's just a few steps from Ted's apartment on the equally adorable paved court. Airbnb is offering a total of 3 individual one-night stays in October on the 23rd, 24th, and 25th for up to 4 guests each. The stay will cost £11 per night, a nod to the number of players on the pitch. I don't know what that means, but that's what it says.
Do the conversion, Cappy.
That's $250. Right. £11 is $250.
Okay.
Did you know that?
I didn't.
I didn't either. I made that up.
I figured. It can't be that much. Usually these things are really cheap. But anyway, if you want to travel to London and stay at Ted Lasso's pub, fans can request to book the stay beginning March 21st at 10 a.m. at airbnb.com/Ted Lasso. So there's a lot of these like celebrity-themed Airbnbs, I feel like, that have been
coming
out.
Didn't they just do another one?
Yeah, they did a DJ Khaled one.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
The best music.
Yeah, and they did like a Blockbuster-themed one.
DJ Khaled!
Yeah.
Another one.
So
would
you guys ever stay in one of these themed Airbnbs?
No, absolutely not.
All right, I'm going to disagree. I would say this. I would swipe right and go to one of these Airbnbs, but I don't understand. They're going to have people stay in the pub. If you told me I could stay in Ted Lasso's apartment, then I could come down to those, you know, cool brick, you know, sidewalks and I could walk to the pub, I'm in. But stay at the pub.
Well, they said there's also like a special area that, you know, it provides like sleeping area, you know, like outside of like the actual model of the pub. So there are sleeping quarters.
Is that old lady going to bartend while I'm there?
Probably not.
Okay. It's another reason not to go.
Do they have the biscuits?
Sure. Of course they have the biscuits, right?
The biscuits you can find at Go Get 'Em Tiger. They have them.
Oh.
Yeah, because they did like a promo thing with Ted Lasso that I went to, and they were so popular, people kept...
In Culver City?
Yeah, there's one in... Well, there's a lot of them, but...
Well, Los Feliz too, right?
Yeah, there's a few of them. Yeah. There's like 6 or 7 locations, but...
You want to name the rest of them? City.
I don't know the rest of them.
Oh, okay.
I just know those two.
There's a lot.
Do you know Go Get 'Em Tiger, Cappy?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Do you?
No.
I wonder this.
It's like a coffee shop, right?
Well, that's what I was wondering. I was hoping...
Oh, I'm so sorry. It's a coffee shop. I used to go there.
You get the biscuits there. Yeah. I wonder if those 3 guys, you know, the crazy fans of the team are going to be there, like when you go to stay in the pub.
Oh, that would be funny, actually.
That would be really funny. They were there, right?
I didn't want to
be... Can we use the W word that they use on the show?
Probably. No, I don't know.
No, let's just go with that.
I felt very unhip when I didn't realize what you guys were referencing, but I wanted to make sure Cappy was the same.
It rhymes with flanker.
Yeah, you can use that word.
Use that word?
Wanker? Yes, you can.
Apparently she just did. I don't know. I just asked the question.
That's not a bad word.
I mean, it is over there.
Over there.
No, come on. That's not a bad word.
You got to do it with the accent.
The wanker. You're a wanker. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know the coffee shop on it.
Go get him, Tiger.
Yeah.
It's cool. I like it.
Now I want to check it out.
You makes should. Us a couple of wankers.
You're a wanker.
Okay.
The
What's
W
next,
word.
Lins?
The LA City Council is expected to vote this week on whether to accept the donation of a dog-like robot for the LAPD. The department said it intends to deploy the device in limited scenarios and primarily for reconnaissance.
Nickname. I mean, what could go wrong?
Right, right. Well, its nickname is Spot, and it can climb stairs, open doors,
Spot,
and
yeah.
navigate rugged terrain, giving police a set of eyes in potentially dangerous situations while keeping officers out of harm's way. Critics of the technology worry about its potential for misuse to harm and spy on people. Do you guys have an issue with LAPD using the dog robot? Swipe left or swipe right?
Rachel's going to get a robot.
Oh, there's no question. That's just where I was going to go.
Right.
She's got all sorts of reconnaissance missions on Cappy. Are you really going to the bathroom with
those
hotels?
It's going to be like that robot from Black Mirror with the little knife.
Yeah.
Or you could take like an iPhone and you could put it on top of my dog, you know, and then you could just send him around with me and then she could FaceTime from it, you know, so she could monitor me if she wants to. Now, I don't seem to have a problem with that. I think, new tools for the cops to use. I mean, if they're used right, I don't have a problem with that.
I don't know enough about the technology to know if it's good or bad, but...
They use them in other countries, and people are freaked out by them.
Really? What are they? They're these like...
Because they think that they spy on people. I guess they can give you parking tickets, like...
Come on.
Yeah.
Mechanical dolls.
Listen, I already have enough problems with parking tickets in this city, all
right? Right.
With, like, crap that they pull on these meters, so...
Yeah, you think a mechanical dog is the one that came by and saw your meter that you'd
now? Does a mechanical dog also lift its leg and
take a mechanical pee?
Yeah,
I don't know.
I mean, if it can open doors, I'm sure that they can do that.
Listen, you got to be careful these days. You know, back in the day, if you're visiting a lady friend's house and maybe she happens to have another guy around, you didn't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
Now you got Ring videos. Sometimes you got to worry when you're in the house. Like, is there
Alexa?
Another video?
Something? Yeah, we found out Alexa can record you.
Alexa,
yeah.
Man, you better be careful.
It definitely
can.
Yeah. It definitely
can. It busted
what,
that
this
one
has
guy.
Happened to you?
Yeah, this was on Radio Tinder a while ago.
Yeah,
she alerted me that I was recorded and that she went and deleted it.
Oh,
it
really?
Was so crazy.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Now, you got to be careful. Yeah.
Now, does Rachel have access to your Alexa?
I don't even have an Alexa.
Oh, okay.
Do you have a Ring?
Like one of those doorbell things?
Yeah.
No, I don't have one of those either.
Just make sure that, the other friend uses the back door. There's no Ring.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah. All right. No, I don't use an Alexa.
I'll tell you this. The Lomi doesn't have any of that.
The Lomi, I'll tell you, man, that thing made some weird noises the other night.
Yeah, but you got an electric car that's always rolling, too. You got to be careful.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the electric car has an Alexa app that I haven't installed yet.
Oh, really?
Look at Shadano.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Alexa's kind of freaked me out a little bit.
Yeah.
Same.
Really? Say I have one.
I don't have one for the same reason, Cappy. I feel like it's weird. Like,
well, by the way, if you use Google, they're already kind of doing the same thing.
Yeah,
already.
But I know there's a way to change all that with all the separate, you could turn all those options off.
You could, but it takes, you think Cappy knows how to take all
that?
No,
I can't do that.
I mean,
no.
Jesus.
You know how many friends I have that actually put tape over their camera on their computer?
I have a thing that slides off on my computer. It's like
what are you doing, Cappy?
Well, I'm not. It's just that people are like, I don't want them to look at me. I'm like, who's looking at you? They're
Big
like,
brother.
I don't know. They're like, but if the camera's on, people could be looking at me.
Big brother.
I guess so.
Yeah. You got one more? Or are we done?
Yes. Since we don't have time for big deal or no deal today, we'll do a quick one right here for you. LeBron James seemingly isn't wowed by the talent on display in the NBA, so much so that...
I saw this tweet.
This is ridiculous.
Yes, he posted his thoughts on Twitter last night. He tweeted, after saying that he watched games via NBA League Pass, quote, man, Bronny definitely better than some of these cats I've been watching on League Pass today. Bleep, lightweight, hilarious, four sideways laughing emojis. Is what he said about the rest of the NBA talent a big deal or no deal, Sedano?
I would say it's a big deal. I think it's a bigger deal than it... Now, it got... I didn't see it initially, but we have a person here at ESPN that is like the center of all content creation, basically, and he sent out an email and I saw it and I was like, is that real? And I like looked at it, and here's what I would say, and look, as a parent, I get it, you want to cheerlead for your children, I get that part of it, but here's what I would say, and he clearly can do whatever hell he wants, right? But if it were me, I was in his shoes, which I'm clearly not, but I already feel like Bronny's going to have a target on his back to begin with he gets into the NBA.
No doubt. If he gets into the NBA.
I think he will. But I think he already is going to have a target. And I feel like this is only adding that. Like, if I were Bronny, I'd be like, Dad,
yo,
what
Dad,
the hell?
Can you stop? Yeah, you know what this is going to make people do? This is going to make people root against him. Seriously. This will make people say, I want Bronny James to fail.
Honestly, I was really surprised that he did that.
Look, I think my kid's pretty good, but I don't sit there and put out tweets like, my kid's better than every kicker in the NFL, because he ain't. If LeBron,
but if he was, would you?
Maybe.
Would you LeVar Ball it?
But he's not. I mean, listen, I'll say this.
Could you imagine if Cappy was like LeVar Ball?
Never lost.
I could see it happening.
Never lost.
Yeah.
LeBron, your son's probably a nice player. We've seen some videos, okay? But is he a top 10 high school player in the country? Not according to the reports.
In one thing, he is right
now. Okay, so yeah. I guess everybody above Bronny James is also better than the NBA players as well.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I was very surprised.
Dude, he's making people root for his son to fail.
I just think that he already has a big enough target on his back. If I were Bronny, I'd just be like, Dad, come on, man, chill a little bit. But you know what? Do what he wants. I'm not going to tell somebody how to parent. But anyway. All right, we're done here. Excellent work, Cappy. Great job, Lindsay and Laura. Big Slee, big spot. Next. But that, actually, before that, of course, Radio Tinder brought to you by our friends at Tequila Mandala. Always swipe right on Tequila Mandala. Award-winning small batch premium sippy tequila made from the finest mature agaves available everywhere. Fine tequilas are sold. Visit their website, tequilamandala.com. Demand the extraordinary with Tequila Mandala. Big spot for Slee next.